Christmas getting. Christmas getting? Christmas getting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Sunny Campo, California, where the temperature is around 70 degrees today. And this temperature down in San Diego is only 65. So living in Campo, California has many blessings. We even get a light blanket of snow now and then, and comes for a day and goes away. So, Christmas getting. This is our instant inspiration for today. What in the world could we say about Christmas getting? I received a letter today, and in the letter it was from a relative, and I mentioned it to Ellen, and Ellen says, "Oh, Christmas time." And I hadn't even thought of that, Christmas time. They're reminding us to send them a gift. And I never even thought of that. We have a few of our students who are in prison, and we send them a little gift now and then to help them with their cosmetics and different things that they need to get along. And they're very appreciative of it. Trouble is, they keep telling us about their other wonderful friends and how indigent they are and needing a little love too. And sometimes we fall for the story and send it to them. But they're very, very, very gentle in saying it. You know, they're just saying, "Well, you know, I'm running low on cosmetics and stuff like that," and whatever. They don't say, "Would you send me something?" Because the minute they ask me to send them something, then my answer is no. If they tell me of their world and their plight and whatever they're doing and just say, "I'm getting along all right," then I feel more than generous. But the minute they ask for something, I've been in tight experiences myself, and I could have asked people for help, and they probably would have given it to me, but I didn't ask. They knew that I was in need, like the first 2 years of the university where we had nothing coming in and just going out. How we did that, I don't know. But we were quite good. And so I let various members of my family know that we were coming along, but we were eating the grass of the field and so forth because we, you know, didn't have a lot of money. And so we made everything part of a budget. Not one of them. Not one single one of the entire family ever sent any dollar or any food package, a care package, you know, or anything like that. And I thought, "Ah, that's interesting." I didn't ask him for help because, I mean, I could have gone out and gotten a job and not done my work as developing the organization here. But I didn't. I just bided my time and developed it, and it grew. You see, a lot of people think that other people are handouts for them. And when they do that, they have trouble. You take the crowd that gathered around Jesus as he gave his lectures. They were there not to hear his words. They were there to hear his miracles or to see them. And there were many other messiahs, real honest-to-goodness messiahs, then as now. They were preaching, teaching, healing, and sharing with the people in those days. And the people went to the crowds went to hear them because they thought perhaps they would get some gift, like Jesus when he fed them the loaves and the fishes, free lunch, you know. And they had a good time. Now, none of them wrote down in their Thought for Today books or in their blessing books that they had, surely, what they had heard, the Sermon on the Mount, all of the beautiful things that Jesus told them. They didn't write any of that down. If they had written anything down, they would say, "Had a free lunch today. This guy up on the hill, he pulls it out of his hat, you know, like a magician." And we have a few magicians around here. There's some of the better ones, they can get a whole 7-course meal. But this guy, he just pulled out the fish and some bread. And we had to have our own wine or whatever else we wanted. But you see, you think I'm making fun of Jesus, and I'm making fun of these things, and I'm not really. Every one of us has a talent within ourselves to create the loaves and the fishes. Every one of us have the talent within ourselves to accomplish any good that we choose to accomplish. Any good. We can perform miracles. We can levitate, teleport. We can do all neat, sort of neat things, you know. We can speak our word, and we can be satisfied with a lot less food than we eat. We can talk to people and be a blessing to them and lift their lives right up and have them be healed. A perfect example is our Patricia. Patricia Shivdad is a gung-ho, God Unlimited student. Gung-ho. And it's like people, and if they take the first course of religious science or the lessons in truth from Unity, when they take these first course or the Course in Miracles, wow, do they do great things. But as soon as they leave the first course, the amount, number of miracles, the number of great things become reduced measurably. And by the time they're in the graduate work, they know it all, and they're not doing any miracles at all. They're not doing, because they have forgotten to see them. They have become so sophisticated, they forget to recognize the miracles that are happening in their life. And so they say, well, you know, after you get out of the first year, you don't have all those experiences anymore. Well, I say to all of you, after you get out of the first year, then you're ready to double, triple, and quadruple your miracles and go on and do them even more as you get in your graduate work. If you don't, you're not being honest with yourself. You're not doing your lessons three times a day, and you're not doing them for 7 days and then going on. You see, I know exactly what people are doing. Even dedicated people who are here and saying they're doing all these things. Each day you're on campus here, you're given 3 periods of time off, morning, noon, and night, to do your lesson. Now, I know what you're doing. I visit your minds every once in a while, and I listen to what you're doing, and you're not paying attention to your course. You may be reading the words, but your mind is off on a ski trip someplace, you know. That's Gregor, you know. But you may be reading the course, but your minds are off on some flight of fancy. And you're not getting anything out of the course. You're not getting anything out. You say, oh, it's so wonderful to reread this course, because it's so wonderful to be able to not do anything else, to take that pause, that break. You're taking a relaxation time of just reading the lesson and getting nothing from it. Those words should be embossed in your head and your forehead as you read them, because you learned them before, and now you're learning them again. And you're reading them 3 times a day. That's something that you've learned before. There's no newness coming out of it, but there is an impactfulness coming out of it, where you are putting it into your consciousness and really making it yours. Now, that's the greatest gift that can ever be gotten. And you're getting it at no charge. You're getting it taking away from work for the university, taking away from other things that you might be doing, and putting it into this alone. Okay? We say, some people who are in daily life and they are working in their home or their office, like Gertrude too, but Bertha. Bertha had to be up early in the morning to get on her job and take off during the noon hour on her job to read her lesson. But you see, Bertha had something to stimulate her. Bertha had a heavy case of angina, and this was heart palpitations and heart arrhythmic attitude. And she was taking this course basically because she wanted to cure that situation, or at least handle it. And she did. She did. Her angina was completely released from her body. Her doctor reported that she didn't have it anymore. Now, she was very happy. Well, at the first sign of it not being there anymore, she began having less and less interest in us. And she started having more and more interest in her other world, which is just wonderful. Nobody, we don't own anybody. And nobody has to stay with us. But when a person sees the wonderful things that happen with the lower level that they're on, and then that they could move to a higher level and become even more fantastic, wow, how great that would be. But we sort of all sort of fall aside. We fall aside because we don't give it that same enthusiasm we gave the first lessons. Now, Christmas getting. Everybody wants to take the courses of the University of Healing, and they feel that somehow, if they do it, miracles will happen. Well, now, look at life. You've got to have the latest camera. You've got to have the latest computer. You've got to have the latest upgrade on the computer. You've got to have the latest techniques that are used on OCR. You've got to have all these wonderful things on CorelDRAW and all that stuff. You get it, and what do you do with it? You may have it on your desktop for maybe a month before you even install it. Or you might install it right away, but you never get to it. And then you find, oh, it's a little bit different. I have to learn something. It's a little different. And your enthusiasm wanes. Now, Herbert Marti was telling me about the new Mercedes. He said, you think that the... Audi. He has an Audi. And he says, you think the new Audis are classy, but you should see the new Mercedes. You get in there, and if you don't belong in there, it kicks you out. If you don't have the right attitude about turning on the key, you can't turn on the key because there's no key inside. It's your fingerprint or something like that. And if you don't have the right voice control, your radio is not going to change stations because it listens to you. And whoever gets in that car, if Herbie gets in that car, he says, this is Herbie. And the car adjusts itself immediately for him. It adjusts the seat at the level that he likes it. It adjusts the temperature control at what he likes. It puts on the radio station or the cassette that he likes. Really, I'm not kidding you. And it does all these things. And he doesn't even have to think a thing. And then when his wife... What's your name, Nicole? When she gets in the car,
Michelle.
And she says, this is Michelle. And the car says, ooh. And it just wiggles and shakes and gets everything into the proper location. And she slides in and she says, oh, this is so comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, they should put this in the house. But and then his daughter gets in the car. And he doesn't tell his daughter how to start the car. But he just lets her get in the car and have it suited for her. And then she says, this is
Nadine.
Yeah. And then the son, he gets in the car.
Pascal.
And he says, it's Pascal. And the car says, oh boy, here comes the tiger. And you see, it knows these things. But that's nothing. That's nothing compared to what's coming. Because every year they have to keep increasing and improving and making themselves a little better than somebody else's invention. And other people catch up to them, and then they meanwhile have gone sweeping on to some greater heights. But their Christmas giving is what? Is listening to their inner imagination. They believe that they have all knowledge within them. They believe that they can accomplish great and wonderful things, and they do. But every time... And they do this too. Every time they feel sorry for themselves, for their family, for their job, for whatever it is that they have, boom, they fall right flat on their face. Right flat on their face. Have you ever done that? So, when you're getting, now or at Christmas time or whenever, but when you're getting, say to yourself, do I really want this? Am I really going to use this? Is this something that's going to make my life richer? Or who would I like to see who would have this, who would really enjoy it? Now, I'd just love to see Mark have his holographic software where he can make holographic designs of his engine, and he can see through them, around them, and over them, and, you know, fantastic. He doesn't need that. He can design it well without it, but that's kind of charming. And he has 4D now, but he's looking for the holographic, which would be very fantastic. Now, that's his business. That's his business. I'm not concerned about how he gets there or how he doesn't get there. I just bless him on his way. You sometimes think, well, why don't you give him some money to help him? No. Because as soon as he gets that dream, he'll have another dream. And he'll have another dream. And if he doesn't build upon himself and build upon his own assets, then he will just zip from dream to dream faster than you can imagine. And this is what we do. We feel so wonderful with our spiritual growth. We want to zip into some other aspect of spiritual growth. We want to be something else that's fantastic. And that's not the way it goes. That's not the way it goes. Christmas giving is what we are. Christmas getting is what we think of doing. We think we're going to get from others. And when we think we're going to get from others, that's fine. What would you do with it? Inga here was given a computer, and she's using it. And she has this little camera that came with the computer. I wonder, have you taken any pictures with it yet?
Some.
What have you taken?
It remains on the camera. I have not the cables to put it on the computer.
Oh, the cable is there somewhere. But are the shots all taken?
Not all.
Well, shoot them. And when you're full, then we'll take it and pop it on.
Thank you.
We'll figure out how.
Okay.
There's no secrets. But, you see, she says, oh boy, I got a camera. Well, what do you want to use it for? And she hasn't taken any pictures of anything. She's probably like Sylvia. Sylvia gets a camera, and she thinks, oh, this cat's so pretty, I'm going to shoot 100,000 pictures of it in its various poses, you know. Or a little Twinkle Toes when your dog was there and stuff. And, you know, this is how you get a good picture. But it takes a lot of work and research to get a good picture. Because you have to look at the pictures again and again and again and see how a little retouching would make the difference. And usually the best picture happens when there's a cluttered background, you know, when you have things that are distracting from it. And they're just the cutest as can be, but they have a cluttered background. Well, that's the time to put another cause in motion, that the background is always perfect. So, with all you're getting, get understanding. And with all your understanding, you won't need any money, because you'll have a recognition that you are the infinite flow of abundance of the universe.